On Saturday, voters in Afghanistan are once again being asked by their government and its Western allies to head to the polls, this time to elect a new parliament. But growing violence and predictions of widespread fraud could render these elections even less credible than last year's controversial presidential vote. As NPR's Sarai Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul, many voters are thinking they should just stay home.
Financier Habibur Rahman says he's not planning to vote tomorrow. Nor is Kabul University professor Abdul Nasser Wojuhad. These registered voters and many others interviewed near a Kabul high school that will be converted into a polling station on election day say they don't see the point. They have lost faith in the Afghan government's ability to improve their lives. More optimistic Afghans who want to vote are also hesitating. They wonder whether it's worth the risk, given a formal warning Thursday from the Taliban that militants will launch attacks to disrupt the elections. The threat is stoking fears, especially in areas where the Taliban controls large swaths of territory, like Ghazni province, a two-hour drive south of Kabul. Incumbent lawmaker Daoud Sultanzoy, who risked the dangerous drive to visit with constituents, says he finds the situation frustrating.
You know, we are letting them down. The government should have created enough security. We knew that this election will take place 5 years ago. What is the 150,000 foreign troops and 134,000 Afghan troops and 100,000 policemen doing in this country? What are they doing? What is their job?
Two businessmen sitting in Sultanzoy's cramped campaign office in the provincial capital smirk at a visitor who asks whether the elections will at least be fair.
In Ghazni, no.
No honest elections in Ghazni, predicts one of the men, whose name is Munir Ahmad. He says fake voter registration cards abound in this province and that cards can be bought for as little as $1 apiece. His friend Ershad says the guy selling them is a district field coordinator, in other words, a Kabul-appointed election official. Back in the Afghan capital, such claims are distressing to the head of the country's independent election commission, Fazl Ahmad Manawi. He says he's worked hard to limit the potential for fraud this go-around. He blacklisted 6,000 workers accused of vote rigging and other illegal behavior during last year's presidential polls. He's traveled across the country to meet with poll workers and impress upon them the importance of holding an honest election. Manawi says he's also made the 34 provincial election chiefs take an oath on the Quran that they will obey the law. Yet despite these efforts, he estimates that as many as 1 in 5 candidates and their supporters might cheat or try to intimidate voters. Nadir Nadiri of the Free and Fair Elections Foundation of Afghanistan shares that worry.
The areas where even an escort of American Marines cannot take you to those places, polling centers are being opened or shown to be open. So that means that, again, elections will not take place there and ballot boxes will be staffed.
Officials say there are also fewer independent observers this time to ensure transparency. For example, only half the number of international monitors are here compared to the presidential polls. Among the poll watchers is the U.S.-based Democracy International. Jed Ober is the chief of staff of the group's Afghanistan mission. Despite the challenges, he hopes voters will turn out to select a new Afghan parliament or Walisi Jirga.
The Walisi Jirga, perhaps more than any institution over the past year, has been able to provide some balance to executive authority. They have displayed some of the characteristics that you would want to see of a parliament in a developed democracy, and that's very encouraging, and I think it underscores the importance of this election process.
Ballots will be counted after the polls close tomorrow night, but officials say preliminary results aren't expected for several days at least. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.